It's the Rekisto Podcast. I'm John Champion, talking with jazz saxophonist Ron Baxter. Ron, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
Man, I'm excited to be talking to you, listening to some of your music, and we're going to talk about a show that's coming up this Saturday. So that's January
18th, this Saturday here in Raleigh at Sea Grace Jazz Club and Cocktail Bar. That's located at 407 Glenwood Avenue, 27606 in the capital city of Raleigh.
Man, that is a beautiful place, man. I've been in there one time. Really beautiful place. Don't miss this show. Ron, now, right now, your group is called the Ron Baxter Collective.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about the group, man.
Well, this group comprises of myself, obviously, Michael Pell Sherman on piano, Chris Mills on bass, and Kyle Dukespot on drums. And it's an interchangeable group, being that everybody's an independent musician. We do have our own group and our own unique sound, but there are other people that play with the group from time to time, like all jazz artists. We play original music written by yours truly. We also do arrangements of popular tunes, say by The Police or Dave Matthews or Sade, but with the approach that we use, it doesn't quite sound like the original. It has a very delicate, straight-ahead jazz feel to it. I think people enjoy it. We've gotten a pretty good response from it.
Man, you have been playing for a while, long time, and I've always enjoyed you. Now, tell me something. I'm going to ask you this, and I already feel like I know the answer, but why jazz?
Oh, man, as a kid growing up, I listened to every type of music, you know, being from the MTV generation, but my father played a lot of straight-ahead jazz, be it Miles Davis, Train, Basie. Yeah, he just played a lot of jazz in the house, and it just caught my ear at an early age, and I've been in love with it ever since, and I knew I wanted to learn that language called jazz.
Now, you've played lots of places.
Yes, I have.
And you've been at, it's not like you're just starting to do this, and we were talking, and man, I remember seeing you walking around with your instrument when we were younger, and now it's like, man, you are like the elder statesman to me. You are like the guy who people are coming to, you're teaching.
Right.
You've been teaching for a while.
Uh-huh.
Man, tell me about some of the most greatest memories you have of playing overseas or going different places to play.
Oh, man. Well, my first time overseas was at the Lima, Peru Jazz Festival down in South America in Peru. And that was my first time out of the country. And to go and have music take me there, It was a surreal experience, but you got to remember what got you there and got you to that point. But it was just walking through the airport, getting on and off a plane, landing in another country, and you're playing this music. I knew right then, right there, I wanted to continue to do that, and I've had some opportunities to travel since then. Europe, I did a tour in Europe. That was great. Been back and forth, East Coast, West Coast, and have had a lot of different experiences, so it's definitely a blessing, and I look forward to all the opportunities that are coming up.
Man, that is what I'm talking about, man. Now, I wanted to ask you, who do you listen to? Who makes you say, oh man, that's good?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, as we jazz cats say, you know, you got to listen to the legends, and the legends that have moved on to the other side of Jordan. But my favorite definitely is Miles Davis. I was also very keen on John Coltrane, but particularly Miles Davis, the era of 1950 and the era of 1960. That's what really caught my ear. I'd listened to a plethora of saxophonists, obviously being a saxophonist. I enjoy some musicians, not for their playing ability necessarily, but for their compositional ability and their tunes. I also listen to a lot of artists that may not be nationally recognized, what you would call the musicians. And there are a ton of musicians here in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area that I listen to. I seek out, sit down, hear them play, and listen to their recordings. And you don't have to go to New York to hear some bad cats. There's some bad cats right here, and so that's why I'm at as far as listening.
Yeah, man. North Carolina is a special place for music.
Yes,
talent,
it is.
Man.
Yes, it
really
is.
Now, tell me what we're listening to right now.
Okay,
I'm just digging this.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know what? I was going through the archives, and quite literally a CD dropped down. I'm like, what is this? So I put it in. Of course, now CDs are almost obsolete now. So as I recall, this is my dad was listening to it. He gave me a call. He said, look, I think I found a CD of you playing that you probably forgot about. And so he put the CD up to the phone, and I'm like, that's not me. That's so-and-so. I'm not going to say the name. But I thought it was somebody else. And so when I finally got around to actually listen to the CD with my own ears and not through the phone, I heard some tendencies. I was like, man, that is me. Then I had to think about, when did I play in that concept? It's drums, electric bass, and just myself. No chordal type of instruments, which for horn players, particularly saxophone players, we really enjoy that because that frees things up harmonically. You know, you can really go where you want to go. But this is from probably 2008, maybe 2009, at the Blue Martini downtown, close to 42nd Street, Orchard Bar. I think when Blue Martini was down there. Yeah. I believe this is what this is. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Todd Proctor on drums and elder statesman, Ben Palmer, on the electric bass. But yeah, that's the trio that I was playing with at the time. Yes.
Nice, man. Nice. Now, you've recorded albums and you've done shows. Do you have any plans for an upcoming album, maybe with this collective?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the process of now. We're rehearsing on a regular basis, and we're playing as much as we can. And I'm introducing my original compositions, just one at a time, and so that we can get some wear and tear on the song, so that it's not just enough to learn the composition. You want the composition to exist, everybody to get comfortable with it, and then you want to let it evolve however it's going to evolve. It's a lot of compositions change over time, or at least the approach or the comfortability that each musician has. And then, of course, as a collective, how we interpret the originals. The arrangements are great. I only arrange tunes that speak to me, and it doesn't really matter the genre. If that tune speaks to me, and I can and I hear it honestly, meaning the music coming from a higher source. You know, I really don't try to contrive and create something. If I hear it in my head, I write it. If I don't, then it never meant to exist in that form anyway. But that's what we're at with this group. And as we build our repertoire up, and actually it's coming a lot quicker than I anticipated, I do anticipate a recording hopefully mid this year, if not a bit earlier.
Man, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. So tell me something. I'm going to ask you about this. I know collectives and bands are like families.
Yeah.
So what is it that just makes you know whenever you say, man, I got a good group here?
Well, of course, it's musical ability, but it's not really a thing of who plays better than, but it's that particular person's approach. Because again, there's a large, very large palette of musicians that are very capable in this area, and of course, throughout the world, they're capable musicians. It's the way you all connect on stage. Personality has a lot to do with it. I mean, you have to kind of get along with each other. And believe it or not, the willingness to actually learn new music and the willingness to kind of maybe get out your comfort zone and say, hey, let's put this project together, let's rehearse. Believe it or not, a lot of musicians don't like to rehearse, because they're so talented, they just kind of get together and create on the spot, which is the beauty of jazz at times. But when you have original compositions and arrangements, they have to be rehearsed. And that barrier of just finding people that want to rehearse, then finding out of that group, finding those that really, blend into what you're doing, understand what it is that you're doing, and this in line with your vision, I think that's something special that goes a long way. So hopefully the end result will be a very good recording.
Man, that is what I'm talking about. Now, I know you're doing Sea Grace this Saturday night. Any more shows on the horizon?
Okay, yeah, that's the next thing I want to talk about. We're not performing as often, simply because we want to always present new material. So our next performance after Sea Grace on this Saturday, as it currently stands, will be February 23rd at Wild Wing Cafe in Briar Creek Parkway.
Love that
and
place.
It's a real big place, kind of family oriented. They have a large stage and dance area if the music goes that way. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, it's happening. It's a 3-day event. I can't recall the two bands that are going to perform Friday and Saturday. We're doing the Sunday show 11 to 2, okay. So we're going to catch the early set, and it's in lock and step with the Jazz Festival in in New Orleans. So we're they're Wild Wing Cafe. They're doing kind of like their own jazz festival here that parallels the one in New Orleans. So again, Sunday, February 23rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please come out. I think you will be pleasantly surprised at the quality of music that we provide.
Man, that sounds amazing. Man, I'm so glad I get to talk to you. Now, are you on social media? And how can people, if people just say, man, I want to check out, see where Ron Baxter and the Collective, where they're playing.
Right.
Where can they go?
Okay. As it stands right now, just hit me up on Facebook. You'll see a lot of promotional material up there. Ron Baxter on Facebook. That's pretty much it. I'm pretty much the only Ron Baxter in the Raleigh area. So I'm real easy to find. Okay, you can also find me on YouTube. Just look up Ron Baxter Jazz Promotional, and there are a number of videos, some from some years ago, some from just maybe a year or so ago, and there's some archive ones from probably 10 years ago. But you get a different mix of things. Again, as this project that I'm currently working on, the Ron Baxter Collective, we'll be putting out those videos, edited down videos, as time goes on. Hopefully within, again, the next few months, you'll see some new material out there. But go to Ron Baxter Jazz Promotion on YouTube, or just simply Ron Baxter on Facebook.
Got it, man. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
Come out to the show when you can, and if not, seek out and find out where cats are playing jazz in the Raleigh-Durham area, and I'm telling you that you will be surprised at the amount of talent we have here. The amount of musicians that are very capable and play very tasty music and play, as I like to say, honest. They really are playing honestly what they hear inside their head. And that is what the art of improvisation is playing the heart and what it is that you hear in your head. So, and you know, I'm not the only one. There's a number of people that I think you will get that experience from. So seek out and support all musicians in the area, but as a bias, particularly us jazz musicians.
I love it.
Support us too.
Love it. Man, so that's this Saturday night, Sea Grace, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., 407 Glenwood Avenue. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
Lots of talented people. It's going to be a good time. Don't miss it. You listen to the Record Store Podcast.